Welcome in. Today we're doing one of the most underrated skills in drum and bass production, project versioning for VIPs. And we're doing it specifically for that smoky, late-night mood. Warm, dark, rolling, tasteful haze. Not a brand new tune. Same DNA, different impact. If you've ever had that moment where you try a quick VIP idea, then 2 hours later your original track is somehow gone, or half broken, or you don't remember what you changed, this lesson is your fix. We're going to build a simple, beginner-proof workflow in Ableton Live where your master stays protected, your VIP branches stay organized, and you can /B compare fast without guessing. Alright, let's set the mission. A VIP means variation in production. In D&B it's gold for refreshing a tune for a new set, building a darker night version, or solving energy and arrangement issues without wrecking the original. The whole point is you can go bold, because you're not gambling your main project. By the end, you'll have a clean master project folder, a VIP created safely via duplication, a naming system you can actually stick to, and a practical plan for late night changes, darker drums, a bass variation that stays in key and stays functional, a couple arrangement switch-ups, and an atmosphere layer that feels like smoke in the room. Let's start at the very beginning, the folder. Step 0, make a master project folder. This is not optional if you want to stay sane later. On your drive, create a folder named something like artist name minus track name and put master in the name. So for example, your name your track master. Inside that, create subfolders. One for Ableton projects, one for exports, one for audio renders, one for references, and one for samples if you need it. Now open Ableton and do file, save live set as. Save into that Ableton projects folder. Name it track name underscore master underscore v01. Teacher tip here. This is where beginners lose files without realizing. If you're using samples that live somewhere else on your computer, do file, collect all and save. And yes, tick all samples. It's the safe option. Future you will thank you. Now, step 1. The golden rule of versioning. Never VIP inside the same set as your master. Never. Your master is the truth. Your VIP is a branch. So we're going to use a naming system that scales. Track name master V01. Track name master V02 only if the master itself changes. And for VIPs, track name VIP1 late night V01, then V02, V03 as you progress. If you do another concept later, VIP2 half time V01, and so on. Now, create your VIP from scratch using duplication. In Ableton, you don't need to duplicate the file in Finder or Explorer. Just do file, save live set as, and save as. Track name VIP1 late night V01. That's it. You just fork the project. Master protected. The IP free to get weird. Next, step 2. Set the vibe target. This is where we stop random tweaking and start making intentional decisions. Late night smoky D&B. Quick checklist. Tempo usually 172 to 176. Mood is warm, dark, slightly saturated. Less top end glare. Drums are tight, but not crispy. Snare feels thick. Hats are controlled. Bass is rolling and subby. Movement comes from filter or FM style shifts, not constant clown wobble. Atmos is air, vinyl, room tone. Long tails, but kept subtle. In Ableton, add a locator at bar 1. Name it something like Vip Coal. Darker, warmer, less crispy. Heavier low mid. Locators are your brain outside your brain. Use them. Step 3. Build a /B comparison inside the VIP project. Because you need to compare to the original quickly, and you need to do it at the same loudness. If you don't, louder will win every time, even if it's worse. Here's the clean method. Open the master project. Export a quick reference. File. Export audio /video. Rendered track set to master. WAV. 24-bit. Sample rate 44.1 or 48, whichever your project is. Dither off, because we're not finalizing. Save that file into your references folder as track name master ref. Now go back to your VIP project. Drag that reference WAV onto a new audio track and name the track REF master. Put it in arrangement view aligned at bar 1. Add a utility on the REF master track. Pull the gain down by about 6 dB so it doesn't blast you. And if you can, map the mute button to a key or a MIDI controller button. Now you can do /B. You can mute the reference, unmute it, and instantly hear whether your VIP is actually darker, heavier, and still the same tune. Quick coach note, If you want an extra safety net against louder winds, you can put a limiter on your master temporarily during decision-making, just to keep perceived loudness in the same ballpark when you switch. Then turn it off before your real exports. You're not mastering right now. You're comparing. Step 4. Save points using versions and locators. Anytime you're about to do something big, don't just plow forward. Create a save point. File save live set as and increment your VIP version number, VIP V02, VIP V03, and add locators like PRE, before drum darkening, pre, before bass change, or alt drop test. This is how you move fast without fear. You always know where you are, and you always have a way back. Now the fun part. VIP moves. VIP move number 1. Darker drum tone without losing punch. Late night ENB is not turn the highs off. It's controlled brightness. It's weight. It's glue. It still needs definition, especially the snare and the bass articulation. First, group your drums. Select your kick, snare, hats, perk channels. Group them and name the group drums. On the drums group, we're going to build a simple smoke chain with stock devices, in a specific order. First, EQ8. We're doing a subtle dark tilt, and a high shelf around 7 to 10 kHz. Pull it down by about 1.5 to 3 dB. Keep the coup gentle around 0.7. This should feel like dimming a bright light, not putting a blanket over the speakers. Second, drum bus. This is for weight and glue. Drive around 5 to 15% depending on how hot your drums are. Crunch low, maybe 0 to 10%. Boom off, or extremely low, because boom can make DNB kick and bass fight fast. Pull transients down slightly, like minus 5 to minus 15, to smooth the edges. Adjust damp if the top gets harsh. Third, saturator. Choose soft sign or analog clip. Drive 1 to 3 dB, and then match the output so you're not tricking yourself with volume. Fourth, blue compressor. Optional, very light. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. If it starts pumping or getting flat, back off. Now do your A/B with the reference. Ask a real question. Did we make it darker and heavier, or did we just remove life? If your snare disappears, you went too far. Pull the shelf cut back, or ease up on transient reduction. VIP move number 2, rolling bass variation. Same key, new attitude. Here's the beginner safe approach. Duplicate the bass group inside the VIP project. Select your bass group or bass track. Duplicate it. Rename the original bass OG. Rename the duplicate bass VIP. Mute bass OG. Work on bass VIP only. This is huge psychologically, because you can always go back, and you can even blend ideas later if you want. If you're using Ableton Wavetable, keep it simple. Oscillator 1 can be a sine or basic shapes for sub foundation. Oscillator 2 can be a saw or square very quietly for harmonics. Use a low pass filter, LP24, then add subtle movement. Map an LFO to filter frequency with a small amount. Rate sync to 1/8 or 1/16. After Wavetable, add saturator with maybe 2 to 5 dB drive, but careful. Then EQ8. Do a gentle low cut around 25 to 30 Hz just to clean useless rumble. And if the bass feels boxy or muddy, check 200 to 400 Hz and tame it gently. Now, late night bass width rules. Keep your sub mono. Add utility at the end of the chain and set width to 0%. Or at least make sure anything below roughly 120 Hz stays centered. If you want stereo character, do it above the sub. A simple way, split into two tracks, SUB mono and MID bass stereo. Put chorus or subtle widening only on the mid bass. Width may be 120 to 160%, but only if it stays clean and doesn't smear. Coach note, smoky usually means restrained modulation. Instead of constant motion, do macro-sized moves. 1 or 2 automation moves per 8 bars. For example, filter opens a touch into the phrase, distortion drive nudges up for the last bar, then relaxes. That feels intentional and late night, not frantic. VIP move number 3. Arrangement switch-ups. This is where VIPs become DJ weapons. Option A is the easiest win. Alternate drop. Drop 1 stays close to original, so the identity is instant. Drop 2 is where the VIP twist happens. In arrangement view, find your second drop. Add a locator. Drop 2 VIP switch. Then make changes only in drop 2. Maybe a different bass rhythm. Remove 1 or 2 notes. Add syncopation, create negative space, or swap a snare layer, or add a ride pattern but keep it filtered dark so it's not suddenly a daytime festival tune. Option B, A 16-bar smoke intro. Great for late-night blending in a set. Add 16 bars before your main intro. Put in vinyl noise, filtered pads, maybe a distant break ghost. Use vinyl distortion very low, auto filter with a slow low-pass sweep, and reverb with longer decay, but high-pass the reverb so you're not fogging your low end. Option C. Halftime fake-out into full-time. Tasteful, short, and powerful. For 8 bars, strip into halftime drums and sub, then slam back into full roll. You can do it with pattern swaps or just muting hats and perks temporarily. Remember, the more minimal the track, the more powerful subtraction becomes. Taking away for 4 bars can hit harder than adding a new synth. Now step 8, create a smoke layer return bus. This is the controlled ambience that glues everything without washing the groove. Create a return track named Smoke Verb. First in the chain, EQ 8. Low cut around 200 to 400 Hz to keep low end clean. High cut around 8 to 12 kHz to keep it dark. Then reverb. Decay around 2.5 to 5.5 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. Medium large size. Dry wet at 100% because it's a return. Then put a saturator after the reverb. Drive 1 to 2 dB just to warm the tails. Now send small amounts to it from pads and Atmos, maybe a tiny bit from snare, and occasional FX hits. Taste check. Late night haze, not a swimming pool. If the groove starts feeling slow or smeared, pull sends down, or shorten decay, or increase the low cut. Extra advanced but super useful trick. If your reverb is filling every gap, put a gate after the reverb and tune it by ear so the tails stay present but don't endlessly spill over the drums. Even without sidechain, a gate can keep things tight. Now step 9. Export discipline. This is where you become the person who actually finishes music. Every milestone gets a bounce. WAV 24-bit, sample rate same as project. Normalize off. Full song length. Name it clearly. Track name VIP1 Late Night V01 Bounce. Add a date if you want. Optional pre-master export for later mastering. Put a utility on the master and drop it by 6 dB. Export a pre-master minus 6 dB version. Then disable that utility after export so you don't forget it's there. Now, quick common mistakes to avoid. Don't overwrite the master. Don't do VIP edits inside master V01. Branch the project. Don't skip collect all and save if you're using scattered samples. Missing samples later is a nightmare. Don't change everything at once. You'll lose what made the tune work. A VIP is a controlled alternate, not a different track. Don't confuse dark with dull. You still need snare definition and bass articulation. And do not slash B without level matching. Use utility, loudness is a liar. Before we wrap, let's add 2 workflow upgrades that will seriously level you up. First, treat versions like branches, not backups. Master is truth. Each VIP is a branch with its own decision log. This audio version is shortened for playback.